Trump campaign brands Biden-Harris ticket slow Joe and phony Kamala after VP announcement. By Charlie Spiring on August 11, 2020. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign quickly published an attack ad targeting former Vice President Joe Biden's choice of Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as his running mate, just 20 minutes after the official announcement. Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left. The advertisement begins, highlighting the senator's own attacks on Biden during the primary. Voters rejected Harris, the narrator continues. They smartly spotted a phony, but not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. The ad says Biden is handing over the reins to Kamala should he win the November election. Slow Joe and phony Kamala, perfect together. Wrong for America, the video concludes. President Trump soon shared the ad from his own official account. Clearly, phony Kamala will abandon her own morals, as well as try to bury her record as a prosecutor, in order to appease the anti-police extremists controlling the Democrat Party, Trump 2020 senior adviser Katrina Pearson said in a statement. Pearson recalled that Harris ran for president in 2020 while embracing leftist ideas, similar to those of Democrat socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. In her failed attempt at running for president, Kamala Harris gleefully embraced the left's radical manifesto, calling for trillions of dollars in new taxes and backing Bernie Sanders' government takeover of healthcare, she wrote. She described Biden as an empty shell that the radical left would use to implement their agenda. Joe Biden is no moderate, and with Harris as his political living will, he is surrendering control of our nation to the radical mob with promises to raise taxes, cut police funding, kill energy jobs, open our borders, and appease socialist dictators, she wrote. Pearson recalled the Democrat primary debate moment when Harris accused Joe Biden of working with segregationists to stop public school busing. Not long ago, Kamala Harris called Joe Biden a racist and asked for an apology she never received, she wrote.